Okay, we're going to have some great stories with this. Can't wait to hear what people have to say around 8:30. We'll get to that after Birthday Bucks. And then in just a few minutes, it's just a little moment we want to share with you. A member of our KS95 family passed away. A lot of people remember Nappin' Donuts. If you've listened to this radio station for many years, and a lot of people have, they know Nappin' Donuts. Everybody knows them. We got a text earlier this morning. She says, oh, I just felt warm and fuzzy inside when you said their name.
I just went to a Teacher of the Week, visit yesterday, and talking to a teacher who has been here, and it said she's been a listener for 30 years. And so she was talking to me about his passing as well. And she's like, you know, that really is just amazing because I remember listening to him regularly. So, you know, people here really, you know, they really meant something to the people of the Twin Cities.
Well, and they grew up listening to them. So, Donuts passed away unexpectedly, surprisingly, in Osceola. And we've got a little bit of a tribute for him. Pretty cool to kind of look back. And if you don't remember the show, it's okay, because there's some really funny stories that we're going to share with you. Chuck Knapp, who was his partner for many years, 15 years on the air here, he's going to come on around 8:25. He wants to say a couple words about Donuts and tell a couple funny stories. Now, I talked to him last night for about a half hour. The guy is hysterical. Oh my God, I was just dying laughing. All these donut stories, they're fantastic. So
they're going to entertain you all over again.
That's right. So we'll have a couple stories coming up here after Birthday Bucks if you want to hear that. It's KS95 with Ryan and Shannon.
Start your weekend off right with brunch at Baker Square.
All right, we mentioned it earlier this morning, some sad news we wanted to share with you. Everybody needed to know that a friend of our KS95 family had passed away. His name was Donuts. Probably remember him from the morning show, Nappin' Donuts, the first big morning show here at KS95.
A big piece of our history. And, you know, every time I go out and about, at least one person will mention to me, oh, I was listening ever since Nappin' Donuts. And so initially when I first moved here, I thought, who's this Nappin' Donuts? The name is a little bit different. And I thought, who is this? And I learned very quickly how much they mean to the people here in the Twin Cities. They really made an impact.
They really did. And Donuts had passed away earlier this week, and we wanted to share the news with you and let you know. It's kind of funny when I go out too. People go, oh, you know what? You guys do a good job. You do a good show, but you're no Nappin' Donuts.
Well, maybe one day we'll get there.
Maybe we'll get there. But we wanted to bring on a guy from yesteryear when they started this thing back in the 70s. We're on through the 80s, the early 90s. Chuck Knapp, it's great to talk to you, man.
Oh, Ryan and Shannon, good morning. And good morning, Minnesota. Hello, Western Wisconsin. As Nappin' Donuts started out every broadcast for 15 years on KS95, it is just a treat to be with you and talk about the life of Michael J. Donuts.
Donuts. You know, I'm first of all, we're so sorry, and I hope you give our absolute best to the family about their loss. We're so sorry to hear it. He was way too young, 65 years old. Good grief.
You know, it was so sudden, and he had battled so many things. He'd battled cancer. He fell out of a tree one time and knocked himself unconscious. He had Lyme's disease before anybody knew what it was, and he was, what we did in the morning there for 15 years was like Duck Dynasty, way before its time. We were doing the stupidest stuff, and KS95 in those days was Facebook radio before there was Facebook. And when I sat down at the microphone the very first morning in 1979 and he opened his mouth, I thought, here is a Will Rogers, here is a guy that's funny, here is a guy that's original and spontaneous and genuine and lovable and cantankerous and all of the stupid stuff that we used to do. And he thought he was going to get in trouble for opening his mouth and having some fun. And I kept saying, they're not going to fire you. And, of course, the station went on with his help to be very legendary, right down to that Marconi that's out there in the showcase out in the main lobby. And every radio station, just like, well, you know, you got to have like a Zach Parise if you're on the Wild. And Donuts was that guy.
You know, for a lot of people listening, they may not be familiar with the Nappin' Donuts show, but they were a huge deal here in the Twin Cities. People grew up with them and listened to you guys for many, many years. I know you have a lot of funny donut stories, and for people who just want to hear a good story about this guy, this crazy donuts guy, can you tell the one about when he took you flying?
Well, I mean, he said, come on, Chucky, let's go do the ultimate. And I said, and Michael was a great pilot, by the way. He was a fantastic pilot, very safe to fly with. He even had stunt training from the legendary Dwayne Cole, stunt pilot, who's now dead. And he said, let's go do the ultimate, Chucky. And we got into his mall, and I said, tell me what the ultimate is before I go up with you. And he said, we're going to pull back on the stick, and the plane is going to climb all the way up till the engine stalls. And once the engine stalls, then we're going to kind of go over on our back, and then we're going to kind of go in a circle. And then when you get real scared, Chucky, and you wet your pants, you tell me, and I'll restart the motor. And I just sat in the back seat, and I never said a word to him as he pulled all the way back on the stick. Up we went, and the engine stalled, and there was dead quiet, and the plane began to fall, and I never said a word, and eventually he reached over. That was my whole point. He reached over and restarted out without me screaming or doing any of those other things, and he pulled back on the stick, and away we went. But that's the kind of guy he was. He was the very best I ever worked with.
Oh, that's great. That's great to hear. I know he'll be missed, and a lot of people are surprised to hear this news, but it's fun to hear a story about him. One real quick one you got to say about his favorite visitor to the studios here.
I'll tell you, I'll never forget. We just like you had Andy Dick on the other morning, and that was great. Mm-hmm. We had Richard Simmons. Hey, it's Richard Simmons! And Richard came running down the hall. This was about his second visit at KS95, and I saw him running down the hall going, donuts! Donuts! And he jumped up in the air. Ryan and Shannon, and he Richard Simmons wrapped his legs around donuts, and I thought Michael was going to kill him right on the spot. The look on his face was, I'm going to get this monkey off of me, or I'm going to stomp him with my cowboy boots. And from that day on, every other time that Richard Simmons came to KS95, Donuts, who sat in a separate studio, would lock his door and wouldn't let Simmons in. And then Simmons had to come in and smell up my studio.
What did he smell like?
He was an outstanding guy. Michael J. Douglas. And we're going to get together on Sunday afternoon at a funeral home in Osceola to honor his life from 3 until 7. And I just I feel for the family, but I'm telling you, we're honored and blessed to have had him amongst us for the 65 years. Donuts, one of the very best. KS95 became America's highest rated Arbitron major market radio station while Donuts was there, and we had some of the greatest times of our lives.
Well, wow. We really appreciate all that you've done here at this station, and we have a little tribute for you and Donuts as well. Some of your favorite moments on the show, just to get people familiar with what he sounded like and where he got that name, Donuts, anyway. Okay?
Rest in peace.
Here we go. Here we go. Chuck Knapp.
I think they listen because the combination of the two of us together is unique.
You know how to catch a unique animal?
Everybody now.
Unique up on them.
Michael J. and Chuck Knapp in the morning, 66 in the cities.
Lynn Lundeen, who writes those gorgeous letters to us all the time, she says, when you say, what's the matter, dear, and she says, nothing, officially, psychologically, that is known as passive aggression. That means she wants to hurt you, but she doesn't want to stoop so low as what a man would do and resort to violence, like by throwing the crock pot over your head or something.
His name was Patrick Grizzard. And I said, come on now, you little gizzard. I said, there's no Godzilla in Japan squashing people every day. And he said, shut up, Michael J. Donuts. My name was Douglas, and I called him Gizzard. And all the disc jockeys heard it on that show, and they all started calling me Donuts. That's all there is to it.
And since I got into the end zone, that was the only bike touchdown, but that was enough, 7-3.
And the crowd went wild.
The crowd went wild the whole game. Cheered, stood
not,
and cheered and roared through the whole game. It was a great first game at the Metrodome. The crowd loved it.
Told them not to build that stupid dome. Let's talk about cash. The IRS has proposed a laundry list of new rules designed to crack down on tax cheaters. You know who we are. He says they're going to call in every single $100 bill in the nation.
Okay.
And then they'll be able to check into tax cheaters. And some people I know who do some things on cash basis only. There's the old famous Lightning, the carpenter, who does some stuff like that for cash.
Yeah.
So all I'm Lightning, see, because his hammer never strikes the same place twice. Donuts here along with a napper on KS95 FM stereo.
Dragging on the bottom, just for you, Dale Menton and the Stinky Bait Band here.
Oh, it's a dirty job that someone has to do. So I'll keep dragging on the bottom.
It's 836 at KS95. Thank you for that tribute. We are all smiling. I loved it. I grew up listening to Napa Donuts. Thanks so much for sharing. That was an awesome flashback of the days of old. Please post that online, and we definitely will. So if you missed our little tribute there to Napa Donuts, Donuts Who Passed Away, we'll have it online if you want to hear it, and you can hear Nap and all that. Go to KS95.com. We'll get that up after the show.
It makes you proud to work for this radio station, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. You know what? We're working on the show that Napa Donuts built. Really, literally.
Pretty
so,
cool.
Pretty awesome story. It's 836, and Shannon found something in her daughter's backpack that is absolutely worth sharing. It brought